This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, we're going to speak to Laurent Joly, who is the CIO of St. James Global, and talk about investment options available to South African residents in particular and the difference between investing locally and offshore. Mubs, we've been talking so long about this, but it's still no clearer to some of us. What should we do? In a world where there are so many options of what you can do with money in order to keep its value, to grow its value, and to make sure that it goes into the right place at the right time, you need expert advice, right?
Options are so important because they force you to find out more information and just expand your knowledge. It's critical.
All right. So let's speak to Laurent this morning. I hope I've got that right. Laurent, I hope I'm not making you more French than you are. I mean, Laurent is a French name, but I would imagine Joly, right?
Yes, exactly. Joly. Good morning, Gareth, and thank you for having me on your show.
No problem, Laurent. Nice to speak to you. Now, we were just saying that it's very confusing sometimes what you should and shouldn't do with your money, particularly if you're investing it offshore. Hopefully, you guys at St. James Global can help us, as you have so many other times before. We've got to talk about South Africa before we can get into what we do with our individual money. Where does South Africa sit in the overall picture of global GDP?
When I arrived in South Africa about 4 years ago, I was very surprised by the focus people really had on the local GSE top 40 market. Mm-hmm. While in the big scheme of things, South Africa is a reasonably small market. South African GDP terms, probably about 0.5% of the global GDP. So it's reasonably small, but still, you know, there is a huge focus on the market. Every time on the news, we listen to, you know, what the GSC top 40 is doing, what some of the big stocks are doing. While I think we might forget some of the, you know, larger other investment opportunities in the world.
So in other words, we're missing an opportunity if we're focused on the local economy. We're missing an opportunity to be part of something much bigger where you can have much more growth and you can have far less risk, right?
Correct. South Africa is a very concentrated market, and the diversification you would get by investing in the GSE top 40 is actually quite small. Then, for example, the largest five stocks in the top 40 is representing 60% of the whole index. So even though you think you're quite diversified, but the market is quite concentrated, it's quite a narrow market in terms of size. To compare, for example, the top 40, the total market cap is about probably just under $1 trillion terms. But we compare that, it's the market cap of Google and Apple combined. So two American companies is the size of the total top 40 in the market.
Wow. So what does the term exposure to the rand entail? Because we've had a lot of discussion around currency. And you know, in our currency is quite volatile at the moment. It's jumping around anywhere from 14.2 to 16 point something. These are not the kinds of exchange rates that make investors very comfortable, and certainly are not the kinds of things that you want to expose yourself to. Is that right?
Absolutely. By default, living in South Africa, we effectively all exposed to the rand. We all have houses here, cars here. We live here. We have expenses here. So we, by default, expose and have a high proportion of our net asset value effectively in rand terms. So what we really try to say is when someone can diversify away from the rand, i.e. taking money offshore physically, it's the really right way to diversify properly your net asset value.
What is the exchange control mechanism that's offered to South Africans? How does that help us, and how can we make better use of it?
The exchange control, so the Reserve Bank, the South African Reserve Bank, is offering a mechanism for South African residents to externalize some of the funds. So someone can take up to 10 million rand per person and per year outside of the country completely legally. All what needs to be done is getting a tax clearance. So as long as someone's tax affairs are sorted, there is no issue whatsoever to take some money out of the country, which is something that I believe has been was not the case in the past. The exchange control mechanism was much tighter in the past. And an important point here is that the Reserve Bank can close that window at any time without really giving any notice whatsoever. So if the you would think that if the rand and if the economy here continue to deteriorate too quickly, there might be a risk for the Reserve Bank to actually close that opportunity and that mechanism for people to take money overseas or reduce it significantly. So the timing here is quite important if someone wants to take this opportunity and take money overseas.
Which currencies do St. James Global invest in? What's the most important decision about portfolios?
We typically invest in any hard currency. So dollar, euros, pounds, Australian dollars, Swiss francs, any what we call hard currency. And when we look at our clients' portfolios, the important point we focus on is very much the asset allocation. We believe the asset allocation across asset classes or across equities or fixed income bonds and alternatives, property, the asset allocation is the main driver of someone's performance really in the portfolio. And getting that mixed right is probably the single most important decision to make. If you invest in the best equity fund manager, for example, but there is another 2008 scenario happening and the equity market loses 40%, let's say, your really good equity fund manager would lose 25 or 30%. He would still lose money. While if you invested outside of the equity market, you could probably benefit from that and at least get the diversification benefit and potentially make money in the market going down.
Seems like a fairly obvious thing to then have the diversification, first of all, outside of just the local economy. Second of all, to not expose yourself to just the rand. Third of all, to have exposure to the right currencies and to have someone manage that properly in a portfolio. But what kinds of returns? I mean, let's cut to the chase here, Laurent, because I think a lot of people want to know what sorts of returns are expected by you guys at St. James Global when you manage money.
Obviously, the return we're getting in hard currency, in pound in, or dollars, are not comparable to the return we see here in rand.
Yes.
But typically, we would target to return between 3 and 6% per annum in pound, for example, net of all the fees. It's important to know that the fees could impact the performance quite dramatically, so someone before making any investment decision needs to really pay attention to what's the cost and what's the all-in cost of an investment. So that's very important. And importantly, we need to compare that to the inflation. So the biggest wealth eroder in the long term would be inflation. So what is very important when someone looks at return is consistently beat inflation. So have inflation plus 2 or 3% year after year is the way to increase someone's purchasing power. Currently, inflation in developed market is close to zero and even negative in some countries. So a return in hard currency of 3 or 4%, that means a premium of 3 or 4% above inflation is very decent, and most of our clients are happy with that so far, at least.
Sounds terrific. Thank you for helping us out this morning. I'm sure that we'll get much more information over the course of the next few weeks with you. The CIO, the Chief Information Officer of St. James Global, Laurent Joly, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Very good. There's Laurent helping us to figure things out in offshore money today. CliffCentral.com and St. James Global bring you offshore money every couple of days on Cliff Central. You can go and find out more on the page. It's, as with all of our podcasts, you can find nice, neatly cut out podcasts of every bit of information we've managed to get out of St. James Global and which might help you to make better decisions about your money and where you could put it offshore. So it doesn't have to be in just one place and exposed to just one thing and therefore potentially either take a tumble or grow at a rate which isn't necessarily the best rate that you could grow it at. I mean, the whole point is to try and make a little bit of money into a lot of money. It's not rocket science, but you do have to figure out how to do that, and that, I'm afraid, does require the services of an expert. If you want to get hold of St. James Global, you can find out by going to their website, stjamesglobal.com, or you can go along to cliffcentral.com, and you'll find all the links there to all the information that you might need. Get hold of them because they'll help you figure out a way through all of these very, very complicated rules, laws, maneuvers, jurisdictions, what kinds of amounts of money you can transfer from here to there, where you can put it, what you can invest it in. They're terrific at doing all of this stuff. St. James Global for more information.
This is CliffCentral.com.